Yo, VIP. Let's kick it. And now of backstage promo fame, Showtime Rocky Allen joining me, BZW Commissioner Nick Stokey, right here in the Below Zero studio. Nick, how are you, man?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself? It has been too long.
It has. Summer gets in the way. Family is getting in the way. And you guys took a little break. We took a little break.
We did.
We took a little break.
We had a short little break in July and for the first part of August and needed every once in a while.
It is. But man, we got some news, some fun stuff. Really heavy on the news side would be, I think, all the show announcements.
Yeah, we, you know, the next month, essentially starting, you know, this weekend, we do a three show kind of month in you know, through the end of September. But then we've also announced two more for the end of the year that just came out the other day.
Yeah, so we've got some what I guess, and I'm not trying to disparage any other shows, but obviously when we do them in the Fargo Moorhead area, that's home. Those are our existing shows. Those are our tent pole shows. But one of the tent pole shows, even though it's not necessarily in the FM area, man, that Fergus Falls show, Rumble on the River, this Saturday. That's an exciting deal, man.
It is. It's always a really fun one. Third year we're doing it now.
Yes, and so not all of the you know, knockdown drag out shows are at the Sanctuary. Not all of the really traditional. And hey, this is year three of some stuff. We can talk about tradition. This is we're up and coming. We're the new, but there's also some rich history in Below Zero Wrestling. So. Something very cool, but Fergus Falls this weekend. Talk to me about when are doors.
Doors are at 3, show is at 4.
That's awesome. And a really fun weekend. Potato Days in Barnesville. Very short trip from Barnesville down to Fergus Falls. So, folks, if you're looking to have a little small-town Minnesota afternoon, you can have yourself quite the weekend as school for your parents is quickly approaching.
Or yesterday for me.
Yeah, or yesterday. Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. But September 23rd, man, you talk about a tent pole event. We are going to shatter the BZW attendance record. Fargo fans, we did our homework. North Dakota State football does not have a game.
No. No Bison football. So, I mean, really the only logical thing to do that day is to come out to BZW, you know, Summer's Night main event.
Absolutely. Commissioner Nick Stokey will be there. Showtime Rocky Allen will be there. Sean Waltman will be there. John Morrison will be there. Do we have any other maybe surprises coming? You never know.
Maybe. Okay. Maybe. Right. Sometimes I don't like to give everything away.
No.
But it's you know, what we have already announced and everything for that, it's...
Well, like you know what we haven't had in a while is a really good surprise run-in.
We haven't.
It's been a minute. It's been a minute. And that's my favorite. It drives me nuts sometimes about the current product. Every return is announced.
Yeah.
Outside of John Cena, that one was spectacular.
Most are, yeah. I mean, you're always going to get...
But now they've re-announced his next return.
I know. Yeah, it's... But it draws, you know? It draws on social media.
No,
and
I know.
That's what people want.
I know. Yeah. If we got... we got Matt Cardona, we're probably going to put it on the poster.
Probably.
He's not just going to show up.
I'm going to tell you, if Matt Cardona ever comes, he's going to be on the poster.
There we go. All right. So, folks, it won't be Matt Cardona.
It will not be Matt Cardona.
Oh, man. Although, I tell you what, the last time I talked to Gino wants a piece, just so you know. Gino wants a piece of Matt Cardona.
Oh, he's told me.
I know.
He's told me and anyone that'll listen.
But then Matt might take the strap and go off to God knows where, and we might never see
them. All of them. I mean, does he have any more room? Do him or Gino have any more room in their bags right now?
Oh, boy. Anyway, some small town stuff that's going to be super fun. September 30th in Larimore, North Dakota, a new show. Very close to Showtime Rocky Allen's hometown. I'm not going to give anything away, but very close to Showtime Rocky Allen's hometown.
Yeah, we're really excited for that one. That's kind of with the city, with the park board up there.
Very cool.
I'm going to be working. We've worked with them here on getting the show together for them, and that's going to, I mean, it's going to be really fun. People might look at, oh, small town, but it's not.
No.
I mean, Larimore's a small town, but the right. show is not.
Show's going to be big.
Town. It's big. Really,
close enough to, I mean, you got Hatton up there, you got Mayville up there, you got Northwood up there, you've got Grand Forks very, very close.
Yep.
There will be plenty of people to go out to the show. Maybe a nice little economic boost for Larimore, get a couple people in town. Should be awesome, but fun town, good people.
Yes.
Fun town, good people.
Can't wait.
November 4th in Jamestown, North Dakota, a little bit bigger than Larimore, but again,
yeah,
good show.
New town, new venue. Really excited for Jamestown. This one's been in the works for almost a year, and it just hasn't time-wise finally happened.
Sure.
And we're really excited to be there. I love debuts. I'm just yes. like this, like, that's why I love like Royal Rumble when like someone shows up. Like, I just love debuts. I love surprises, and this is a debut, and here we are.
And then December 10th, where it all began for me.
Yes.
In Horace, North Dakota. We're not going to say the name because we're not 100% sure.
Not 100% that that's sure not, yet, but we're back.
If you guys were at the show, you remember what it was. You remember me putting the boots to the Grinch. Everybody remembers. And so excited. Such a cool venue, man.
It is.
It gives that old ECW bingo hall vibe, but
exactly.
like it's... Well, legitimately a bingo hall. Like, we had to move the bingo equipment to do the show.
And we're told we had to put it back.
Exactly the way we found it.
Because
yes.
bingo is the next event here. So,
oh, man. But December 10th in Horace, very, very excited to return. And should just be a phenomenal, phenomenal event.
Yeah.
Super excited about that.
Really excited how we, you know, this is our year. This is our 2023 and how we're going to end it. I'm so looking forward to this.
Yes, big finish after, and we'll get into some of the like BZW stuff that folks maybe feel like they missed or you know they haven't heard from you and me in a while, so we'll get into some of that. But we're hiring, okay? And it sounds like you know that might seem interesting to folks. Just so people know, BZW is expanding.
Yes.
I'm not saying we're taking over, but you know, as we grow, as you guys, the fans, continue to support us, we require more to give you what you want.
Correct.
For the shows to be more frequent, for the shows to be bigger, for the shows to be better, for the name talent that comes in, and we love our guys. Please understand that. We love our guys. But folks are excited for John Morrison. Yep. Folks are excited for Sean Waltman, okay? For stuff like that to happen, we need to be bigger. We need to be better. We need to be able to do some of these types of things. So right now you're hiring ring crew.
Yeah, we're always looking for people to hang out. Well, yeah, come hang out. We're always looking for people to help out with ring
crew. 20 bucks an hour, you don't do anything. Just sit and shoot the breeze about wrestling. It'll be great. No, go ahead.
So we're always looking for people to help out with, like, ring crew. And, you know, even stuff like around town, if we're hanging posters and just like basic, you know, kind of just things, the busy work in a sense that you can say.
And you're talking about the street team is the other posted deal.
Yes, yes.
There's also a sales position posted. Showtime Rocky Allen may dabble in that. You and I will have a little conversation there.
Yep.
But the event crew as well. So people to sort of make things run smoothly. Maybe we're selling merch. Maybe we're doing a little bit of checking folks in at the door because that's not really security's job. Security is usually a different type of position, but checking folks in, even maybe a little bit of hosting for our VIPs, like, hey, you're a VIP, come with me. So stuff like that. You want to be involved on the ground floor with a wrestling company. You want to get into the wrestling business. Now, I'm not saying you're going to be world champion anytime soon, but if you kind of want to get in on the ground floor, you just want to be in the business,
yeah,
let us know. There's basically a direct contact form on
there is
below zero wrestling.com, and I believe the Facebook page is monitored constantly as well.
It is, yeah. So on the Facebook page, we have that link that goes straight to our website to fill that form out. It's not like a application or anything, but it's just very brief. Who you are, best way to contact you, what are you kind of looking to help out with? What are you looking to do? And we're not saying that just because you want to help, you're going to be able to, but, you know, let us know, because it's always nice that you can have 5, 6, 7, 10 people that you just know, I can count on you to be at every event.
Right.
And if we need to set the ring up, we're going to set the ring up. If we need to do merch, we're going to do merch. It's just, we're looking to have the BZW team. We need to expand the team.
Yep. Absolutely. All right. So getting back to the break that was taken, part of, as we mentioned, families get in the way, things get in the way. But part of the reason we haven't been around in a while is, of course, the taco show is super fun, but it's sort of a one-off. It sort of stands on its own, right?
Correct.
You've got different talent. Maybe you have a couple of the same talent wearing masks. Who's to say? Who are we to say?
Yeah, you never know.
Maybe an outrageous accusation. I don't know.
You're accusing someone of something.
Yeah. And then the show out in the Duluth area, the show out in Hermantown. But really, that's been it. This has been, you know, giving the guys a little bit of a break.
Yep.
Obviously, wrestling is an indoor event. We understand that while there are great independent shows that go on during the summer, we didn't want to fight Detroit Lakes Zorbas. We didn't want to fight Pelican Lake. We didn't want to fight those things,
yeah,
and you know, try and do some crazy summer show, summer night's main event as we wrap summer. Is that like the first technical day of fall?
I think it's the 21st of September.
All right,
maybe not. I don't know.
End of a summer. I don't know.
It's end
we
of
named
summer.
The show what we named the show.
It's over.
It's on the poster now. We can't fix it now.
You're getting way too technical.
So not a ton really to catch you guys up on, other than I would say the A story in Below Zero Wrestling, which is the Below Zero Wrestling Championship. Guys, folks talk about the send them home happy side of pro wrestling. I'm going to tell you that folks were not sent home happy at Wrestleversary.
A lot.
I think we talked about that.
We did. You know, we did talk about that before. You know, that's probably the biggest event that we've, you know, biggest, not event, but it was a big event, but I mean, like, biggest moment that we'd had in a long time, because Jack Ledger had you know, proudly held on to that for so long.
Yeah.
And, you know, fan favorite, everyone loves him. And then all of a sudden, you know, we've had a little bit of brother versus brother, and Gino's involved, and here we are. And people didn't necessarily go home as happy as some might want to, because Gino Riviera walked away the champion.
And part of that, as we sort of joked with the Matt Cardona stuff, and as we've mentioned, you know, with Gino's a little bit of a, well, let's not bury the lead here. Gino lives in Albuquerque, New Mexico. This man is not from here.
No.
And he has taken your title hundreds, if not 1,000 miles away.
It's just over 1,000 miles, I'm pretty sure.
And when we are talking about, our Matt Cardonas, our Gino Riveras, and these guys that like to collect the titles, part of collecting the titles is how, with their schedules, gosh darn hard it is to get them to come defend the title.
Oh, correct. And Gino he's all over. Just this last weekend, he was Colorado, Montana, Mexico, I think was his last one. I know that I'm close here.
Yep, yep.
And as a champion, you need to be at those events.
Yep.
You need to be, as, you know, with your...
Or we'd certainly like you to.
Like you to.
Yeah.
But Gino has made it very clear that I'm the champion. I'm going to do what I want to do. I'm not going to come to... I think he even said, I'm not coming to...
Fergus Falls.
To Fergus Falls.
Yep.
I'm not coming. You know, so, but yeah, it...
And we don't have anything written in the BZW bylaws along the lines of the champion must defend his title every 90 days, or because, frankly, we don't have that rock solid of a schedule. It's hard to enforce something like that, but because we don't have it in place, now there's the concern of, is he going to come? Is he going to defend it? You know?
Yeah, no, it's true. You know, yep. I think the guy has 7 different championships right now around the United States. So it.
At any rate, Nitro won the Rumble at Wrestleversary.
Correct.
Run the Battle Royale, narrowly defeating Joey Avalon, who threatened me with a shovel. I might mention that every time. I've just never been threatened with a shovel before.
I saw the fear in your eye. Eyes.
He has called out Gino. He probably, at the time of that interview, thought he was going to be calling out Jack, but he's not. He's calling out Gino. He wants the title. He's not going after the Sub-Zero Championship, doesn't want to find a partner and go after the tag titles. He wants the big title. And I would assume that most of the guys that win at Wrestleversary will sort of follow that same path. But we have, as BZW officials, demanded, after all this dodging, because, again, we talked about, we would not have said no to a BZW title match at the Taco Festival. We would not have said no to a BZW title match in the Duluth area out in Hermantown. It's done now. BZW has told Gino, you're either coming to Summer Night's main event or we are taking the title back. Because it's also our right to do that. You can
very, very true, very so, true. And he's made it known he will be there.
So we've got Nitro versus Gino at Summer Night's main event. A little bit of a tweak, also as announced yesterday. All Steel Jay Fowler coming into town to take on. What is he going to be, Johnny Zero? John? What are we working on? Johnny Below?
The Facebook said John Morrison.
Okay, all right.
But, I mean, he's Johnny Zero.
Sure.
He's Johnny Zero. And, you know, Fowler is one of the brightest up-and-coming talents, not just in the Midwest, but in the United States. This guy can work. He can he delivers every single time. You know, he's one of the students of Jason Strife, and, you know, to have a better trainer than what he did, you know, in Strife, he made him so ready for moments like this.
Yes.
I'm so excited. Like, this is, you know, I've seen the whole match card, but when you look up and down, all the matches are going to be great, but this is one of those ones where people might walk away and say, wow.
Absolutely. All right. One word from our sponsor, and then we will preview the Rumble on the River. Folks, this episode of Below Zero Radio is brought to you by Prairie Pest Control. Fall is coming and winter comes after that. Prairie Pest Control will control hornets, crickets, Asian beetles, cluster flies, any other issues that you are having. They are nice. They are courteous. Had a spider bite on my son, and Nick and the guys were out immediately. Called, had some concerns. He inspected the area, made some recommendations, all at a reasonable price. Cannot possibly more vocally support what the guys are doing over at Prairie Pest Control. Call them for all of your business and residential needs. Contact Nick at 701-893-8660. That is Nick at 701-893-8660. Rumble on the River, as we mentioned, starting to get a little bit of a tradition in Below Zero Wrestling. This is the third time that we have teamed up with Outstate Brewing, and Outstate Brewing is so phenomenal. Amazing beer. We're going to have food trucks there, which is going to be super fun. They've got wrestling in the summer, but they've also got concerts throughout the year. Their tap room is awesome. Local recipes made by local people. It really is. I mean, a lot of people, you know, from where we're at, my goodness, Brujala and everything that's going on at Fargo Brewing Company and all that kind of stuff. But Outstate is really a nice hidden gem, kind of, and really something that we would hope that you guys come out and check out, for sure. Hope that you guys come in and see.
I love Outstate, and I love the people that, you know, that we've worked with there. I've gone there for more than just wrestling, and they got a great little patio. It's right on the river, fire pits. They got a great little concert series in the summer. So, I mean, anytime that, you know, beginning of the year when Outstate gets in touch with me and says, hey, let's schedule that date for Rumble on the River 3, I'm already looking forward to scheduling Rumble on the River 4
absolutely
next year.
Yep. All right, so we will have a Rumble qualifying match. Because that'll be the main event, the Battle Royale. The actual Rumble on the River will be the main event.
Correct.
We will have a qualifying match between Miles Mora, big guy, yeah, fighter, yeah, nasty. His BZW debut. I've been watching a little tape on him. He's,
and you know,
he's impressive.
I was mistaken when I told you that it was his debut, because you know he actually was in the Rumble last year.
Okay,
so I'm gonna take the blame on that one for not
knowing
it.
It is your fault.
But he had literally just started training around that time.
Sure,
with Ken Anderson,
the return of Tommy Douglas. We've seen Tommy multiple times in Below Zero Wrestling, although seeing kind of an a-hole version
of
Tommy
Love
Late.
Little bit, yeah.
Yeah, if you've been following what Tommy's doing, so that'll be interesting to watch. One of my favorite guys right now, and a young kid, up-and-comer Uriah Upton, had the opportunity to watch him work firsthand out in Bismarck. Really excited about what Uriah can do in this type of matchup. I love the high flyers in the multiple man matches. They can be such wild cards. They can come out of nowhere. Very excited for what Uriah can do. And then Lucky Lund, just a veteran.
Yeah.
Done a lot of training, a lot of these guys. I don't know if he's trained any of these three, but the guys that teach are the ones to watch out for, because they kind of know every trick in the book, and Lucky is no different in that way. So we'll see who makes it through that fatal four-way and makes their way into the Rumble on the River as the last participant.
Yes. Yeah, very excited for that one. I always like when you know, you see a debut of Lucky. We're going to see something in Miles Mora that, you know, we didn't see that when he was at BZW last year at Outstate at the Rumble on the River too. So, and then you bring in, you know, Tommy Douglas and Uriah Upton. They both bring a lot. And yeah, it's going to, this isn't like, oh, you get to be in the first match and you're just going to the Rumble. Like, these are four guys that all could very easily win this match.
Absolutely. No, this is one where you sometimes in these multiple man matches, you go, wow, they'll figure out a way for this guy to come out on top. And here I'm going into this one, and of course I don't know nothing. You know, I what's the old saying? I don't know anything. I just work here.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, that's sort of the case. but I'll go into that one with kind of an open mind and sort of interested in how that one may play out. Okay. Next match I want to talk about is the DeLorean Diggs versus Duke Cornell. He's as nasty. Everybody loves and knows DeLorean Diggs, and I believe he is defending the Sub-Zero Championship.
He will be, yes.
So the Duke Cornell is interesting because I always view DeLorean as the fan favorite, loves to get the crowd kind of clapping with him, fun entrance, and he's a very successful guy. Obviously, he has, well, none of our stuff is actually gold. It's tough to talk about, but he has that beautiful Sub-Zero Championship around his waist right now. So, of course, he can get it done. My always question with DeLorean is not about toughness, but about just like that killer instinct, right? Like,
sure, I know.
When you get into the ring with a guy like Duke, and of course you want to play up to the kids. You want to make your fun like anime or throwback entrance. You want to, I'm sure he's going to have some sweet gear. Like mm-hmm. all of those things. I'm a big DeLorean Diggs fan. But when you get in with a true, when you get in the ring with a true SOB like Duke Cornell, those are the kind of matches that I want to see him win.
Yeah. Duke is no slouch.
No, he's not.
He was around a few times here with Below Zero Wrestling, and no matter if it's with us or anywhere else, Duke brings the fight. And not just like, oh, we're going to wrestle a good match. Like, Duke is going to fight you.
Yes.
And he wants to hurt you. And he wants to take everything you have. And for DeLorean, that's the Sub-Zero Championship. He wants to take that from him. And it is. Like, you're very right that you almost have to, for DeLorean, he has to have a side of him come out that maybe we haven't seen yet in BZW. Because, you know, you look back at some of his last matches when it's, you know, like with the up against Sly's guys and stuff like that, you know, he had some with Petey and the Mortons, and, you know, when he had the Sub-Zero Championship against Kyle Pro, not saying that Kyle Pro is not a tough competitor, but he's different than Duke Cornell. You know, it's Copperhead Duke Cornell. This will be a side of DeLorean that I'm very excited to see if we can bring it out of him.
Me too. Again, like I said, it's always like my thing, and we'll get to that in literally the next match. I love the clash of styles, right? I love not AJ Styles, not his Styles clash, but like I love when the fast guy has to go up against the powerhouse, and it's like, okay, can the powerhouse contend with the fast guy's speed? If the fast guy gets caught, is he going to have a problem, right? Like your Ray versus Brock. How does that actually work out? Like that kind of thing. And the quote-unquote nice guy versus the a-hole is something that I'm interested in watching in this match for sure. Okay, so Crucible versus Royal Flava. Speed versus power, entertaining matchup. Everybody obviously is chasing NDS. This is not a number one contendership match, but as these tag teams kind of go on through the year, especially as we have as many events as we have coming up, somebody's going to want to be able to put their stamp on like, hey, we want a shot at NDS. And you've got High Flyers in Royal Flava, and you've got absolute knockdown, drag out brutes in the Crucible with Jameson McGregor and Brixton Nash.
Yeah. You know, neither of these teams, you want to talk about NDS, neither of these teams, you know, are unfamiliar. They're both very familiar with NDS. They've both had an opportunity. They've both had, you know, title shots, technically, I guess, with, you know, NDS and Crucible were in the inaugural tag team championship match. But Royal Flavor just got done in Duluth, not seizing that opportunity against NDS in the Summit for those titles. So this is kind of that way of, you know, winner here isn't necessarily the knockdown number one contender, but they're right there. They're right there. And the Crucible, if they, you know, take it home this weekend, that's two in a row for them. And they have a very valid, you know, point of saying we want our rematch, because I also believe the Crucible have taken that next step from that loss at NDS to they're meaner. I didn't realize that those two guys could get bigger, stronger, and meaner.
Yeah.
But Royal Flavor is two young guys that they're quick.
They are.
And they're, boom, they're here, boom, they're there. And will, you know, the speed overcome the power in this one? This is no joke of a tag match.
No, it's not. It's not. And I think, you know, the dream match after, of course, everybody's seen NDS versus the Crucible. And I, by the way, I'm here for NDS Crucible 2. I am. With that said, boy, would Royal Flava versus NDS be like indie. I'm not even going to use a word. It starts with a P, but it'd be indie.
Yeah.
That.
Yeah.
it really would. I mean, it rhymes with corn, folks. It would be unbelievable watching those two go at it with the way that they can work, the way that they can fly around.
Yeah.
I would, the first couple rows of fans, I would say just be ready because you may have a body coming your way.
Riley Jackson will dive into someone's lap.
All right. As always, we're trying to push the women's division forward in Below Zero Wrestling. No question about it. And we've got an exciting triple threat at Rumble on the River coming up this weekend. Kelsey Magnolia making her BZW debut. You can find her everywhere.
Yes.
YouTube, Instagram. It's easy to go watch some Kelsey Magnolia if you want to get ready for this weekend. She is a problem.
Oh, yeah.
Valentina Loca. So much fun having her at the Wrestleversary event. She did a great job in her matchup as well. And then Amina Belmont, kind of a wild card. Hasn't been around. But as we said, we're trying to grow the women's division, and that means bringing in new women's talent.
Yeah, very excited for this. I'm familiar with all three of them. Obviously, I should be a little bit, but you know, Valentina is a staple of BZW. She's, you know, this is what, the sixth time she's been wrestling for us, something like that. Kelsey and Amina are no slouches when it gets into the ring. They've wrestled, you know, who's who around the Midwest, and Kelsey's starting to make her way even more into like the Minnesota area and Iowa and, you know, Nebraska and all those areas. And Amina's following too. And so these three, you know, sometimes people look at it and go, oh, it's a triple threat. You know, who's this person should win or this person should win. Their hands above the next. But I don't think I see that in this. The more I look at it and everything, because they all bring a little bit of their own style.
Okay, semi-main. And not always do we, you know, sort of declare a semi-main, but I think this one is pretty darn obvious.
Yes.
We have not had Bobby Brennan in the same ring as Jack Ledger since his interference in the BZW Championship match. And those two are going to lock up. Jack is going to team up with the number one contender, Brandon Nitro.
Yes.
Because, as we've mentioned, Gino refuses to come to Fergus Falls.
Refuses.
Refuses to defend his title in that way. And so we've got Bobby and Gino's hand-picked selection to, I don't know, maybe soften Brandon Nitro up a little bit before Summer Night's main event in Kyle Pro, former Sub-Zero champion Kyle Pro, powerhouse Kyle Pro. But it'll be fun to sort of watch Bobby and Kyle try to get along.
Yeah.
That's something I'll be interested in. And then while they are certainly fan favorites, and they being, you know, Jack and Brandon, they also are almost certainly going after eventually the same thing.
It is. You know, you bring up a very interesting point with those two. It's, you know, Jack just lost the title. Brandon has made his stake, his claim for the title.
Right.
It wouldn't be far-fetched to say that if, you know, one of them ever get that back, that the other one's going to be nipping on their heels. So
yeah,
while they are both very professional in a sense, you know, yeah, and they're very, you know, they're going to take this very seriously.
Yes.
But in the back of their mind, they both have an ultimate goal.
Right.
That they're both chasing Gino.
Yeah. Yep.
Now you look across the ring at a power Bobby Brennan and, Kyle Pro. I mean, these guys kind of remind me of, you know, like a Cesaro in a sense, where they might not look like the biggest guys.
The raw strength advantage.
They're so strong.
Yes, the raw strength advantage is with Bobby and Kyle Pro.
And they, you know, Kyle and Brandon have wrestled before. Jack and Bobby have wrestled before. These guys have all been in the ring together at some point, yep, so they're all very familiar. But now we throw in the tag team dynamic to it. We'll see what happens. This is, yep, when you say, you know, the semi-main event or whatever, this could easily main event.
Absolutely.
Any below zero wrestling.
Because like I've said, can Jack and Brandon get along?
Yeah.
They probably should. Can Kyle and Bobby get along? Probably, but maybe not. I mean, all of these four guys, if we're, you know, doling out truth serum, they all want to be the champion.
Yes.
They want the belt around their waist.
Yeah.
So throwing the four of them in a tag team match.
And all have very good resumes to be there.
Absolutely.
I mean, they're BZW. Absolutely. From day ones, essentially.
Yeah. And I'm here for the drama. You know that. All right. Our main event for the Rumble on the River Championship. It's a cool, like, rock belt thing.
Yeah.
Love it. Rock Solid Ross has won this 2 years in a row.
Correct. Fergus Falls own.
Fergus Falls own. Absolutely. Rock Solid Ross, certainly the headliner here, defending his Battle Royal Championship. Austin Arrow will be involved. Bullet Bronson will be involved. Austin Schmidt and El Tigre will be involved. A new look Mac, as we've seen. I mean, we haven't really touched on a ton of the Sly's guys storyline. No. We'll get to that in a different time. We'll see if Sly is around in Fergus Falls.
He's made his point known the last 2 years, so we'll see what happens if Sly even shows up.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. But interesting stuff going on with the Sly's guys for sure. And then, of course, the final entrant will be the winner of that fatal four-way match. So we'll be very interested. I'm interested to see the Mac dynamic.
Yeah.
And as tough as it is to repeat, a three-peat for Rock Solid Ross, I mean, that's a guy who has been around for a long time in this company and a guy that, again, I would guess he probably thinks he should be the guy with the title around his waist. So defending this championship could be a big step into sort of throwing, hey, why is my hat not in this ring?
Yeah, no, and it's true. I mean, if you can come out on top of a rumble like this, you know, you've beat quality opponents. And if you do it for the third time, you know, that's another, like, hey, when's my shot?
Right, exactly.
You know? So
exactly. All right, folks, follow us on social media channels. We're on Twitter, we're on Instagram, we're on Facebook. We've got some massive 2024 news coming up. We can't get into it right now. But this weekend, guys, VIP seating still available. Go check out BelowZeroWrestling.com. That's where that stuff's going on. You can get a commemorative glass. The Outstate Brewing is going to cover your first beer if you're a VIP. Get some better seating.
That's why I bought a VIP ticket.
Absolutely. First beer free. Kid seats just $10. Can't beat that.
Nope.
And the general admission, folks, is a $15 ticket. A phenomenal value. Come out, see some wrestling. Come out to Outstate Brewing and have so much fun. Folks, it's been a great, great time to be back.
I'm really excited that we're back in the studio here, and we'll be back soon.
All right. See you all Saturday.